The Widening Gyre by Robert B. Parker. Chapter 1. I was nursing a bottle of Murphy's Irish whiskey, drinking it from the neck of the bottle sparingly, and looking down from the window of my office at Berkeley Street where it crosses Boylston. It was dark, and there wasn't much traffic down there. Across the street, there were people working late in the ad agency, but the office where the brunette art director worked was dark. The silence in my office was linear and dwindling like an art perspective exercise. The building was pretty much empty for the night, and the occasional faraway drone and jolt of the elevator only added energy to the silence. I sipped a little whiskey. When you thought about it, silence was rarely silent. Silence was the small noises you heard when the larger noises disappeared. I sipped another small swallow of whiskey. The whiskey added a little charge to the silence. Irish whiskey was, in fact, excellent for thinking about things like silence. A car came slowly down Berkeley Street and parked up on the curb below my office window by a sign that said, "Tow Zone, no parking any time." A bulky man with a large red nose got out. I knew who he was. Across Boylston Street on the Bonwitz corner, a man and woman stood arms around each other waiting for the light to change so they could cross Berkeley. She had her left hand in his hip pocket. He had his arm over her shoulders. Was it love, or was she lifting his wallet? The light changed. They crossed, her hand still in his hip pocket. Love. Behind me, I heard the office door open. I turned away from the window, and there was the bulky man with the red nose. He said, "You Spencer?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "You know who I am?" "Fix Farrell," I said. "FX," he said. "I don't like that nickname."